in the world of athletics today. It's the weekend of the National Senior Track and Field Championships currently taking place at the Morton Stadium in Santry. Delighted to say, joining me now on the line is our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, Mark English in action today as well.
Yes, indeed, and really he is the story of today and hopefully will be the story of tomorrow in terms of a Donegal perspective. Obviously, there was a lot of conjecture, will he run the 400 metres, will he run the 800 metres, and that's gone on in the national media through the week. But he stepped up, declared for the 800 metres, and that's where he began today. And the heat number one, easy victory for him. He just ran away from everybody over the last 150 and a 1:48 time. And that's all, we're all set now for maybe the race of the championships tomorrow between himself and a young fella from Longford called Cian McPhillips, who also won his heat today and who also has ran a very, very fast time. He's ran... This year he's run the third fastest time ever by an Irishman, this young McPhillips boy. So we're really setting up for a big race tomorrow between Mark English going for his ninth senior national title against Cian McPhillips, who hasn't ever won a national title, obviously, because of the dominance of Mark. So we're all set for that tomorrow. That was the story there. Oisin Kelly was in the heat of the from Cranford was in the heat of the 800 metres. Unfortunately, just missed out in getting to the final. He gave it everything and he really drove for the line in his heat and finished third, but his time wasn't just fast enough, so that was hard luck for him. John Kelly was back in action. He finished second in the shot put, 17.85 for him. He's not really up to what he was a year or two ago since he got injured, and then he got injured, so he's in 17.85 today, second behind Favours again, the Rahini man, but he'll go to Belfast to win the Ulster title next weekend, and great to see him coming across from Sweden, where he's now based and competing in his national championships. So we're really, really happy about that. So 17.85 for Kelly. And then the other medal in the last a few minutes from Amy Green of Finn Valley. She 10:40 in the steeplechase, finishing third. No, she's been really pushing races through a steeplechase through the whole season, under 23 and universities and everything. And she stuck her guns right through the season, and it's obviously going to set her up big time for the cross-country season. And, that's the end of her, really, that's the end of her track and field season. But a bronze senior medal for Amy Green, the girl from Dunlow, who runs out of Finn Valley. So well done to her. What else was there happening? Well, Joseph Gillespie, well, we got to round six. He was in third position at 13.51. We were pretty happy that he's going to hold that position. But just in that last round, a fellow from the city called Knox from the city of Lisburn got out to 13.58 and took that bronze medal away. So Joseph fourth on this occasion. And, I reflect so often on Joseph, the serious talent that he has, and I just love to see the day when he would really get stuck into all of this and take it seriously, because this young man who began his athletics at Session Neil National School, to be honest, he can win nationals. Not just fight for a bronze medal, he can win nationals, but he needs to believe that. There's no point in me believing that. He needs to believe that. But today he finished fourth. So that was that. Keitha Gallen, of course, from the Lifford Strabane Club. She had a 12:40 first event, opening event of the day in the shot. Keitha from Lifford, as I say, finishing second in 12:40. Fogarty, who was expected to win it, won the event about with a few metres to spare. But a great, not just a great, but the first ever senior medal for Keitha. So well done to her. Of course, her older sister, Adrienne, has won numerous medals at senior level. And indeed, tomorrow, both Keitha and Adrian's sisters will compete in the Hammer, and they will be chased. One of them certainly should pick up a medal there, and we look forward to that. But tomorrow, we look forward big time to the 800 metres final. It's Donegal versus Longford, and it's Mark English going for his ninth Irish senior title against Cian McPhillips from Longford. They are the only guys that Irish guys that have ever run one sub 145 in the history of the sport. So we're looking forward to a real ding dong tomorrow.